Well, hello, Dr. Alan Keyes, Let's Talk America audience. I am filling in for the good doctor while he is taking a little time off. And my name is Michelle Swinnick. I actually also host the Everything Home Talk Radio show. You can go to everythinghometalkradio.com. That's everythinghometalkradio.com. We're live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 12 p.m. Pacific time, where we're going to give you all kinds of tips and takeaways. We're going to have we have small business owners and entrepreneurs and influencers. Dr. Alan Keyes will be actually on our show at 1 p.m. Pacific time next Monday. So make sure you tune into that. And we have influencers. We have some famous people for everybody who needs to only watch famous people. And we've got nonprofit organizations, you name it, purpose-driven people, everybody that you need to know in order to get tips and takeaways to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities, is on our talk radio show, podcast, and patriotic purpose-driven resource platform, everythinghometalkshow.com. So make sure you tune in Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 12 p.m. Pacific time. So that is my shameless self-promotion plug for today. But I want to say thank you for tuning in. And also, my guest today. Okay, this is a special, special lady. You probably know some of the things that she's done. I don't know, like election fraud. Maybe you heard something about Italy Gate. Perhaps Nations in Action might be a organization you've heard of. She's kind of a famous lady. She's just on Doug Billings show. I met her when I went to Tulsa, Oklahoma, for the very first Clay Clark and General Flynn's Reawakening tour. And it was so funny because we were standing at the we went to the VIP because apparently we were VIP people, right? VIP as in I think it's a very important person. Well, so at least I had 4 days of being a VIP. I thought I was very special, right? So we all of the VIP, the media, and all of the speakers that were speaking at the event were at a dinner at Clay Clark's office Thursday night before the event started on Friday. So we're standing in line at the buffet, and we are waiting to get to the food, and this lady's in front of me, and she said something, and then she turns around, and we start talking, and then she mentions, I said, "I'm well, you know, what is your name?" She goes, "Maria Zach." I said, "Wait, the Maria Zach?" I said, "Like the election fraud lady who is like Italy Gate?" She goes, "Yeah." I said, "Oh my God, you're like standing right in front of me." So I was like, "Ah, totally famous person." So anyway, we bonded, and then we have this awesome shot photo together, which, oh, I forgot to do it. I will have Alan put it up or have the guys put it up tomorrow. It is at Clay Clark's board that he has all the names. You know, it looks like the Beautiful Mind, like the crazy people when they actually have all the lines together, the red lines, that kind of stuff. I know the who's who. And she has her name on there. And then I have my name in there. And then we put our fingers up, took a great picture together. But anyway, her name, just so you know, much bigger letters than mine. Mine's really, really small, like a little midget size small, like a little small person. Hers is huge because she actually did break a huge story. Anyway, my next guest, or shall I say my first and only guest. See, I'm in radio mode. Normally on my show, I've got five guests, 7 minute segments. And then the second hour, I've got my VIPs, which Maria is coming back on next week, maybe if she can make it, or the next week after. So we're going to continue that discussion because we're going to be able to give her a full hour on our show. We're going to actually break some news today. All right, so get ready. Get ready. So my guest is Maria Zach. She is the founder of Nations in Action. You can go to nationsinaction.org, nationsinaction.org. Maria Zach, thank you so much for joining me as a guest host on the
Thank
Dr. Alan Keyes show. How are you today, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much for inviting me on. I love being with you. You're one of my favorite people to do an interview with. I love your energy, your passion, and above all, your action. You are about getting the job done, and I am forever grateful.
Well, thank you. You know, it's t all about take action. You know, I want people have to, if they're interested in taking action about anything in what's going on in the world today, because you know, it is slowly coming. It's something in a handbasket. You know what I mean? Like, what do they say? H-E double hockey sticks in a handbasket is where we're headed. You can go to takeactionitems.com, takeactionitems.com. And on that tab, it's called the Take Action tab. You go to the must follow, you'll see Maria Zach's organization banner, plus the interview we did with her, episode 208. So you can tune into that. So you can always find Maria Zach and Nations in Action on our website. So that way you easily can find the groups that you need to follow. And actually, we'll talk about it in a little bit. You can throw a bone, like a little bit of cash. That'd be nice because these are nonprofit organizations. These people are working hard. They need a little bit of money, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Maria, I'm going to let you kind of run with it right now because you've got so much to share. But first, just give them the rundown on who you are in the organization so that they understand what you've accomplished.
So the accomplishments at Nations in Action are many. We're an organization that was built for truth and transparency to honor God and our Constitution. And when we decided to build Nations in Action, we knew we had a mammoth job because there was so much corruption in government. And we just didn't know we would actually be in the middle of a war within 2 years of when we created it. The war started a while back and people haven't been aware. They know something is wrong. They know things have been happening, but they didn't understand the underpinnings of both the weaponization of our government agencies, as well as the weaponization of our party systems. The Democrat and Republican parties is in full swing. So we took action right away, embedded about 4 years ago. We were given top information about how the George Soros Network and others were working, that were the shadow government. And so we've been working to unravel that. And I'm happy to say we have many, many successes, including the big break in November when the election took place. Our team is dispersed around the country. Many of them you've seen on Hannity and other shows because we've placed them out there. They're the ones who actually have the affidavits where the machines were online. So it's pretty mind-blowing about that. But even more so, we are the ones who have the evidence that Leonardo, the satellite facilities in Italy, were used to steal the election for Donald Trump in the presidency. And it wasn't just the United States. We now know that it was 54 countries' presidents.
Wow. So it is connected to China, though, at some point, because they're an evil, nefarious player in the game with what Lindell is bringing, too. So that's just another layer. But you're saying the focus point, or like the mothership, is Italy. So that's where everything kind of funneled through. Is that about right?
Yes, they actually created a mil-spec software, and General McInerney and I talked about this over the weekend and then yesterday as well. The satellite center had the Galileo satellite taken down for a week, and the satellite was used. They opened a back door and were able to use it for the manipulation of the votes. Arturo Delia in the satellite center witnessed the bald guy from Canada come in and manipulate the votes, and he was very, very shocked and not wanting to perform the tasks he was being ordered by Alessandro Profumo, the CEO of Leonardo. So what ended up ensuing is that Arturo went home, told his wife. His wife is the niece to one of the top intel guys who's a good conservative, or rather Christian guy in Italy. And she said, Arturo came home and told me what happened, where they stole the election for president. And he quickly jumped into action. They interrogated Arturo and discovered the theft took place, and we tried to rescue him. I was able to tell Donald Trump the truth on Christmas Eve about how his election was stolen. Unfortunately, we had gone through a lot of hoops of people on the campaign side and tried to get people to investigate, and a lot of the campaign folks didn't handle it in the best way. They were given a lot of garbage information. So when I came along with the truth, Fox News couldn't have me on because they just ran a bad story about fake ballots, which was part of the PSYOP. And these people were traumatized over Russiagate and everything else, but between the kids and everyone else for Donald Trump, they just started to hunker down and they were afraid to move. And that was a real problem from November into December.
And that was the most critical point for doing something, because it was in between the fraudulent election, and it was then you had the certification of the electors, sending them, and then, of course, obviously, we kind of know how everything panned out and trying to clean up the mess now. So you mentioned PSYOPs. Real quick, explain what, I mean, most of the people that listen to these shows here on Brighttown TV know what that is, but for the newbies, explain what that is, and actually just kind of verify that's real. So, you know, like, I'm kind of tired, and I'm sure you are, hearing the word conspiracy theory, because there's no such thing as conspiracy theories, right? And there's no such thing as coincidences. So explain what that is and confirm with everyone, because you do have a lot of intel that stuff's real.
Oh, it's very real. And I actually have my cell phone with me, and I'm happy to play an audio from January 8th of Larry Johnson. Larry Johnson is the same gentleman that Mike Lindell, and oh, by the way, I love Mike Lindell and the work he's done. He and I have worked together. He was very helpful at a very stressful time where we were trying to rescue people out of Italy, and I'm I'm very grateful because that will go down in history as one of the greatest things Mike Lindell has ever done and what he did for our country. The person he outed on stage, Larry Johnson, who writes for the Gateway Pundit, and he said boldly, this is a CIA operative. Larry Johnson called me on January 8th, and I have the audio tape that he said that don't worry about going and rescuing Arturo. We have a plane and we're going to get him. And oh, by the way, we need to know where the lawyer is and the others. Well, I had already rescued them out of Italy in the middle of the night, but he didn't know. And I sure wasn't going to call and tell him. So really bad guys on our payroll and on other people's payroll that need to be investigated, interrogated, given polygraphs, and then thrown in jail.
Sounds like there's a lot of bad guys on our side. And is this all going to turn out okay? Because right now, I think at least the American people, they've had it. Yesterday, what OSHA said, any of these companies, I know we're going a little off topic, but it all relates. It all matters. Because if the election would have not been fraudulent and altered, then we wouldn't be having this discussion about the non-vaccine and the fact that OSHA is now fining companies $70,000 per employee that's not gotten forced to get the non-vaccine. So is it going to turn out okay? Is it just going to be real ugly for a while? Or are we just kind of out of luck?
It's coincidental you mentioned OSHA and that bill, because yesterday the bill that hasn't passed, but they're obviously promulgating rules, the bill number is 666.
Oh, that's the 666 one. Okay.
Yeah. So it's that same concept. It just didn't pass yet, but it was their movement toward that. This is a total spiritual warfare. We are in the middle of World War III, and the COVID project was actually one of many projects. Stealing the election was huge for them, but that was not the fall of America. The fall of America was when Lynn Wood and others stood up and asked everyone to not vote in the Senate election in Georgia. Losing the Senate seat was huge because the Senate control was the blockade for the president and the House, and we would have been able to do the investigations into January 6th. The Senate seat was the final fall, and America's gone. There's no way to get us back except for the very hope you're asking for and everyone's been praying for. What God has enabled by this time frame of letting these 10 months through is that we now see a lot more people of who was culpable in taking down America. There is an infrastructure of NGOs and political parties that are at the bottom level of this pyramid that we have. The bottom rung is funded through parties and billionaires and, sadly, your tax dollars. The second level is the deep state, what I call the small-time petty criminals, the legislators who sell their vote for a stock tip, those guys who want, you know, power position of a chairmanship of a committee and they'll sell their soul, people that they get the goods on a CODEL, they take them on congressional delegation trips and they give them candy, you know, little boys, little girls and drugs, and then they have them for life. Those are sadly the second level. There's sadly a level above them, and that is called the shadow government. If you ask congressmen, is there a shadow government? They say yes, but we really don't know who they are and we don't know how they operate. Well, the shadow government is made up of 34 individuals. Two aren't as active. 36 are very active, but there are really 8 of them that are totally active. And so today I'm happy to inform your audience, and I absolutely adore Dr. Keyes. I had a chance to see him at Bard's Fest recently and hadn't seen him in years. But the work you guys are doing to help educate people about the shadow government is critical. The shadow government is the silo of government that works behind the scenes, no light, no transparency. They take our money from the ceremonial official government, which is the puppet of Biden in the White House. That is an official government, but that is not where the majority of work occurs and dollars are spent of the American public. And same in other countries. We're now in the same boat as Venezuela and everyone else. So congratulations, we just went third world in a heartbeat and corrupt. So now you have a new government that just has arisen. That new government is helping save us. They are called the parallel government. The parallel government is where a lot of consultants and intel groups have been working because they've been watching these governments fall. They have been building data banks of their own intelligence. So just like our CIA and NSA build the intel banks, this organization were the consultants to world leaders. So they witnessed doing the infrastructure projects, let's say for Iraq and Afghanistan. They have a ton of money that pours in from all different countries, certainly, you know, $25 billion here or there of American tax dollars. That's nothing. That's just one contract. And they manage geopolitical contracts. So I've been to a G8. I don't know if you've ever been to a World Leaders Conference, but it's mostly ceremonial and parties, and they're great fun. I've been with many presidents of countries. Jacques Chirac, Berlusconi was there when I was at one of them. And so you're with these world leaders. But what's amazing is that there is the consultants over here doing a different meeting at a different time and sometimes a different location that the US intel guys are not with the US president. It is just the world leaders gathered behind the door on certain geopolitical contracts that no one sees ever. And that is where the problem is. That transparency was being lost in the world, but hidden by the world leaders. Now, today, this government, parallel government that is arising has changed America and the world forever as of September 1st. The shadow government has just been told that the data banks that were used and leveraged by the bad guys have now been purchased by this parallel government. And it is only one individual in the world that owns them. And that is what is going to change America and out everything for truth, transparency, justice. And so there's love and humanity can survive because we now know the man who was in the room that bought the data banks is a billionaire out of France. And he personally was in the room when they started to discuss the onset of creating a pandemic 7 years ago. That is when COVID was first created, this whole plan, the pandemic, and now we have the witness that is coming forward very soon.
I think people that are watching this are a little in shock. They're like, wait a minute. Like, you got shadow government, now you have this parallel, then you have, we all know the world leaders are corrupt, right? We all know that most of our own elected elite, they're all corrupt. We've seen it. We've seen it over years, and of course, we've seen it over the past, 18, 19 months that we've been in this political propaganda pandemic. But let's just kind of unpack all of this information that you said. There's 38 individuals that are running the shadow government, right? Is that what you said? There's 38 of those.
38 controlling 8 billion people.
And they're all different countries. It's not just Americans. You've got nefarious characters in many different countries.
They actually buy and sell countries, and they do contracts with countries. And, oh, by the way, I have been offered to see the contracts where some of the presidents sign over. They know. Joe Biden knows he was not duly elected. And so they have these presidents sign a contract. And guess what? The contract's only one page long. And we have a president of a country who's willing to talk about this to us. So they've asked Nations in Action to come and meet with them. They're willing to corroborate the story that we are being told by this gentleman from France. We have evidence, we've seen contracts, they have whole data banks, but several of the intel guys around the world already have been feeding us this information. That's how we knew about the corruption in Italy, and we were able to have the fall of the government in Italy. We called for it 3 weeks prior, it happened. We have a new prime minister, Mario Draghi. He's had three attempts on his life. There have been five presidents murdered just this year over the not invoking the COVID vaccine. Four of them are in Africa, one of them was in Haiti. That is not an accident. That is all part of the plan because they were not conforming. People in Africa know that the plotting and planning by Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger all was taking place in Africa. The preparation of these jabs were actually experimented on human beings in Africa. It is the most disgusting thing I have ever seen. It is grotesque, and a full investigation of their nonprofits and the money laundering through Africa need to be investigated immediately.
Yeah, that's. I'm glad you brought that up because a lot of people need to have kind of a reality check on what type, how big of a Ponzi scheme all of these NGOs are and these nonprofit organizations and these C4s and these political think tanks and these foundations. It's all for money laundering, right? And it's all to get money away from you, the American people, who are hardworking and money that you earn, and either take it from your tax dollars or convince you to donate. For what? What have they done? What have most of these large groups, organizations have really done? Like you're donating money to the GOP. What have they done? They haven't still come out and said anything about the Arizona audit. Hello, crickets. But yet they raised like $100 million off of Trump and the election integrity, what we were going to do something. They've done nothing. They didn't even make a statement. So don't give money to these big groups unless you can verify that they've actually done something. And like if you do a little homework, you're going to find out they didn't. So a little plug for nationsinaction.org, nationsinaction.org, groups like this who are actually doing something, right? These little groups, these grassroots groups with people like Maria Zach, who have put her own business on the side in order to help try to save America and get all this information and rescue people like Leonardo or whoever, what is the good guy? There's got to be a good guy in there from Italy, maybe one. It's certainly not the Pope from the Vatican, I can tell you that. And these are the groups that you need to throw a little bone to. Like even if it's $5, give them a little something, because how are they supposed to survive? They're not getting the big money like Planned Parenthood gets $500 million a year of your tax dollars to kill babies. They don't get that kind of money. They don't get it from any of these bills that get mysteriously passed in the middle of the night. They survive on people believing in what they do. Those are the groups that you need to support. So anyway, go to nationsinaction.org, a little plug there for Maria Zach. Yeah, you can see their website there on the screen. Thank you guys for running that in the background. I appreciate it. Maria, like I said, you threw a lot at us, right? You like a whole bunch of information. So the guy that you rescued from Italy, back to that just for a second, what was his name again?
We weren't able to rescue him.
Oh, you didn't get him. Okay.
They arrested him.
And he's a good guy or bad guy?
He's a good guy. He was willing to come clean and come to America. And Donald Trump told folks to tell me, don't worry, the team's working on it. Don't worry, they're trying to get him. Donald Trump was not served well, and it's very tragic because many people could have done the right thing and many people hid it from him. The cost of America in November to go get him, get the Italians, the five families that were helping us out and bring them to America was a round trip plane, about $200,000 to $250,000. And it was $500,000 to have housing, security, PR and the media strategy. That's it. The cost of America was about $500,000 and a plane, $700,000 to $750,000. That was the budget we were given. And everyone told me, oh, you're trying to shake people down. I have funded Nations in Action for 4 years. I walked away from a $500,000 salary for 4 years. That's $2 million I've walked away from. I've walked away from two of my companies because God called me to do Nations in Action, to take on George Soros. I want you to understand, this isn't chump change. This is just my job that God has ordered me to do and name an organization, Nations in Action, to go after Soros. I've been to Croatia. I've been to Ireland and saw their work. I watched the election thefts in Broward County. We are the ones who outed Brenda Snipes. We had the pictures of her holding her staff, holding people's ballots while you vote in Broward County, Florida. We have watched Soros try to push national popular vote with Tea Party people in Georgia. The death of America is on the shoulders of the Georgia GOP. And don't worry, we will have a whole segment on that because the Republican and Democratic parties were infiltrated by technocrats and plutocrats, people who think billionaires should be in charge. And those days are over. So we're coming for them now. We will not tolerate America going down. We now have
Hold that thought because I got to take a break. Apparently they need to raise some money with these sponsors and you got everybody needs help, right? Because we're not YouTube, right? But that's a good thing. YouTube's banning people. So we'll be right back after this break. So stay tuned. Maria Zach, nationsinaction.org.
Point spreadsheet.
Sorry about that.
Point meeting. I'm in a meeting. I'm in a meeting. About a meeting.
Oh, we're Survival Nutrition is our new free audiobook that you can download right now from survivalnutrition.com. In this nearly 8-hour audiobook, you will learn life-saving secrets of how to use food, nutrients, plant molecules, trace minerals, and chemical compounds to save your life, even in a total collapse scenario. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I'm the author of Survival Nutrition. I founded and run a multi-million dollar food science laboratory, and I'm the author of the best-selling science book, Food Forensics. I'm also a prepper, a patriot, and a survivalist. I can teach you how to survive what's coming by growing your own food, medicine, and antibiotics that can help keep you healthy and alive even during the worst of times. At survivalnutrition.com, you'll be able to instantly download the full free audiobook as MP3 files. Keep a copy of all these files on your local hard drive and print out the full guide just in case we lose the power grid. Survivalnutrition.com.
Queen of quality content, and my special guest today is Maria Zack, the founder of nationsinaction.org. Go check out the website. Amazing information. Maria is, let's just say, the queen of Italygate. She's the one that brought to the forefront all of the fraud that went in the 2020 election, especially where the root was Italy, right? So she was trying to rescue the head of Italy. I don't know if it's a counselor. What is it? Chancellor, leader, president? What do they call him? What's his title?
Well, they have a prime minister there, but we were trying to save Arturo Delia, the cybersecurity expert at the Pescara location with the satellites that were used, the Galileo satellites.
There's just so much. There's so many layers to all this election fraud. You know what I mean? You have your own, your homegrown traditional, you know, ballot stuffing, and then you got your fraudulent votes or and your ballots, and you got your dead bodies. You got your illegal aliens voting, which you know I'm here in Mayor Corruption County, Arizona. There's tons of them, right? And then you've got the changing of the laws. So you have that layer, and then of course, you know, you've got all these fancy computers doing all kinds of algorithms and things that. All it seems like all the boys have been busting. Oh, that's what I want to say. Did you notice that Maria Zack is the only lady who is talking about the election fraud and bringing facts forward? You've got your Mike Lindell. Awesome. Thank you, Mike Lindell. You've got Colonel Phil Waldron, right? Phil Waldron. You got your Seth? Seth Kesserson, right? Kesserson. You've got the professor. You've got Jovan, you've got Patrick Byrne, and I can list more, but those are all boys, right? Where are the ladies? What are the girls doing? Maria Zack is the woman in charge. She's blowing the lid, but you know what? She's delivering some more information today that is incredibly breaking. She was talking about the magic date of being September 1st, and she's talking about databases that were purchased by an individual, which now that holds the keys basically to the kingdom, which is going to save America. I know it sounds like a lot. So she's going to do a little recap, and then she's going to talk about her source and really what these databases are and what this means and what the significance of this magical September 1st, because I think everybody needs some good news. I know that I've had it. I can't listen to one more bad thing coming from the Biden Nazi regime. So Maria, kind of take it from there. Quick recap and then lay on us. You don't say who he is, but talk about the source and these databases. What is all this?
So I think it's important for everyone to understand what data banks are and certainly understand the intercepts that we received. Nations in Action receives information from people around the world. We have sources in multiple countries, and it's because their governments already fell. So the intel guys go, who can we go to? We can't go to the CIA in America. We can't go to their embassy. That's corrupt. That's where they actually orchestrated the Russia collusion. That's where they orchestrated the theft of the election with Leonardo. It was actually a person named Stefano Serafini on the second floor of the U.S. Embassy at the Rome Via Veneta location. So when you understand who these people are and how they weaponized government, that's important. How did they get away with it? Well, certainly a lot of people were asleep at the wheel, but also a lot of people were culpable, and a lot of government officials have been derelict in their duty. They've been very busy making money way more than actually paying attention to the bills and the government infrastructure and letting government be too large that it's not even manageable. So what we did was we've been known for our information out there. We've been putting it out. And this gentleman, he said he thoroughly vetted us. He came to us and he said, "We thoroughly vetted you. We were absolutely astonished with the amount of information you had on the theft of the election." And I had information I had not shared with the public. I knew that there was a go order. I had the cell phone number from General Graziano over to the U.S. Embassy where the go order was given. This man suddenly arrives in my world and Nations in Action and says, "I know exactly when the go order date was. It was in June." And he tells me the exact date. And I'm like, "Well, I knew it was June, but I never let the date out." And then he also knew why the theft of the election took place. And it related to Donald Trump's statement in December of 2018 saying he would pull back the troops in Syria. That is the day Leonardo engaged. And when he gave me that information, that was new information, I was like, wow, it makes sense. Because the whole shadow government is all about wars, the military-industrial complex, people can Wikipedia it. It is astonishing when you understand the people who are involved and the money that is involved. It's a trillion-dollar industry. And now they needed a new trillion-dollar industry as Donald Trump was pulling military engagement back. So what did they do? They invented this vaccine hoax. So now everyone needs vaccines and boosters and, oh, we got to be well. Vaccines, trillion-dollar industry automatically with the COVID attack. So it is an attack. It's an attack with China. You asked about China. Ignacio Mancato, one of the leaders of the subsidiary at Leonardo Fatah SPA, was the liaison to Italy, to China, Italy to Qatar, and Italy to Iran. When Mike Lindell's team was saying that the pings were happening in Iran and Italy and China, they weren't wrong. There were pings all over the place, but we know it all resonated from Leonardo. Leonardo recently got hacked, by the way, and Interpol and our agencies all ran over to Rome. The Italians who worked at Leonardo were evacuated out of the room, and only Americans came in, 40 to 60 Americans, to work on their computers. I suspect they're doing some cleanup of the footprint that the satellite had. So we know they feel totally comfortable going in because of the shadow government now taking control of America completely. Prior to the election, they were at 60% of the US government actions and budget were all controlled by shadow. Now that we fell completely, it has skyrocketed. People tell me it's 80 to 90%. Divisions within CIA are falling as we speak. Citizens who work in these departments, who are good, faithful Americans that would never commit treason, are leaving because they don't want to be anywhere near it and they know how dangerous it is. This man who owns the data banks, as of September 1st, the world shook, or should I say, the underworld shook, because he actually bought them. He owned one, bought three, and now owns all four that were used by the bad guys and leverage. They have the goods on everyone in the shadow government, and they are giving them choices. You can either join us to fix the mess you've created, you can go back into your cave, or you don't play ball and we take care of you. So you will be outed, you will go to prison. So the choice is yours. He has given them this choice. He wants to work with Donald Trump to bring back America and to bring back the world. He knows that there should be truth and transparency. He wants a legacy. His father was the youngest lieutenant, first lieutenant under Charles de Gaulle. His grandfather saved Jewish people from the concentration camps and the gas chambers. This is a man who has a legacy that he not only honors, he wants to also give his legacy to the world for humanity, to save humanity. He witnessed what took place, and now in retrospect, he sees where they were headed with COVID. He can't stop it. He was building this mechanism for the past 8 years, a year prior to COVID, the COVID plan starting. He was seeing the most grotesque experimentation on Africans, and he was working with these presidents and working with others saying, how can we stop this madness? And so to take down these billionaires who are very powerful, and he's a billionaire, but when you're taking on Soros, Gates, all of them combined, that is a Hail Mary that only God can take care of. And so we have ended up working together and strategizing day and night for the past three and a half months. We will not stop until it's over. And I can tell you that the movement is already starting. He is going to be coming out publicly very soon. The world will know his name, and you will have a front row seat because you're one of the first that knows, Michelle, and you are alerting your audience and Dr. Key's audience. So you are actually creating history that the world is hearing what is taking place today, and we are coming for them.
Well, I want to say thank you for bringing this information to the Dr. Alan Keyes audience and Brighteon TV, because this is where this network and this show is where you're going to get news like this. You're not going to get it mainstream. They don't care. They're reading teleprompters and they have talking heads on that just spew lies. But these type of broadcasting networks, these type of hosts, these type of shows, and true American citizens who care about this country and, oh, I don't believe in God, unheard of on the left, right? They, people like Maria Zach with nationsinaction.org, they're putting everything on the line because they know that we're not going to make it to 2022. You're lucky if we're going to make it for another 30 or 60 days in this country, right? Maria, we don't have that kind of time. It is slowly, quickly imploding. I mean, the Biden regime, right? They call them the Biden Nazi regime. It literally is the most successful administration in the history of America at accomplishing their agenda of destroying America. So it's all how you look at it. Yes, the most successful ever at accomplishing what they want, which is imploding and destroying this country and your own lives, right? Business. And at this point, it's life or death, right? You get that non-vaccine, you're going to die. It's just a matter of not if, it's a matter of when. We already know that. So Maria, thank you for all the sacrifices that you've done and the fact that you've had these contacts and these connections and you've brought these people together. So these data banks, what's in them? Is it like just dirt on all these billionaires? Because to take down a billionaire, it's got to have some really bad stuff. And then at what point is that billionaire, how come the billionaires aren't getting together and forming their own alliance, you know, like they have these inside scoop deals where the groups are coming together to battle against the good guys. So why all of a sudden are they saying, all right, yeah, you guys win, we'll surrender, whatever, take over the world because we're tired of doing it all these years.
Many are culpable. Many, many people are culpable in this. And that is the problem. They infiltrated privately into the GOP and into the DNC. They created Antifa. They created Black Lives Matter. They created critical race theory. Those were all operations, the psyops that were helping take down America and the shiny objects to distract us while they were actually doing the theft of America. You know, I caution a lot of people, we now have to change our vocabulary and how we speak. I mean, Joe Biden, aside from not president, and our source will come right face to face, he would love to debate Warren Buffett, and he would love to look Joe Biden in the face and say, and you know you're not president, because we all know it. And he knows it and has the goods. So when you ask what's in a data bank, an intelligence data bank, so there are many different tools. And General McInerney said something brilliant yesterday when I was talking to him, that in the military world, when you look for proof, proof is also patterns. So patterns of behavior. You watch movement of troops. When Arturo Delia, when he was working with us and we were trying to save him, we dropped an article and immediately that day, Italy arrested Arturo Delia. We dropped an article that Leonardo might have been involved, and Arturo gets arrested, and another guy at Leonardo get arrested for hacking in 2017. Yeah, right. I'm sure that's what it was. And the head of the telecom and the head of cybersecurity of Italy were fired immediately that same day. Ah, so in the military world, that is a footprint. In databanks, that footprint is cataloged, and it's cataloged with the picture, they'll grab the screenshot of the actual article that we had dropped, the little tweet that we, it was just a little tweet. And the earth shook in Italy because they knew we had them. And we knew it happened at a defense contracting firm, the eighth largest. And when people figure out who the lobbyist was out of Florida, one of Trump's number one person for the state chairman of the Trump campaign was the lobbyist for Leonardo, $250 million U.S. dollars every quarter in 2020. We basically paid for the theft of our own election. And they were actually ordered by America to go do this to us. So it wasn't that Italy did it. It was that America ordered the Italian company to do it that's 30% owned by the Italian people. Those items go into the data bank and get cataloged. Now, we are working on our investigative report, and this is the investigation that just won't end. I wish I just had the November 3rd to 4th event like everyone else has. No, mine has been intercept after intercept. They're going to attack our cows with a issue called stamp. So I had to work with national security and
you said cows?
Cows. They're trying to take down
like our, moo? Cows? Moo? Moo? Yes.
Cattle industry. Steak. They are trying. China is trying. There were intercepts from Israel, Italy, and from Russia that all said there was a program in place. And then we worked with some people in the biotech industry. We alerted DOD, we alerted national security because they know that they send in the feed supplements and antibiotics from China. We lost all of our production here. So Operation Warp Speed has a program related to veterinary medicines. Well, one of the CEOs was over there. He was put in his hotel room and told he wasn't allowed to see his factory. And they were generating two different formulas, a separate one for America. What a surprise. So we hope we headed it off. We don't know. We alerted the Cattlemen's Association. We alerted as many people as we could at national security. But of course, with our government weaponized, is Joe Biden going to stop it? No. So in looking at these connections, and I know you laugh when you see my walls, but the best way for me to do it is these spider webs of where did things go. And one day you're going to go right next to me in helping educate America in the spider web that we will do of how the world found out the truth of what really happened. And we have that truth, and we have the proof, and we have the person, and he has asked us to serve as the ambassador on behalf of America to take down the shadow government. And that has been the goal all along for Nations in Action, and we will rebuild America.
You want to show the audience your walls? Just because it's now don't think she's a crazy lady. Like, she doesn't have a whole bunch of cats, and she's single, and it's not like that. She's not one of those crazy people.
Happily married. Yeah, the whole walls are covered in paper, and my husband kind of laughs. We have a beautiful view outside, and he only wishes he could see it. So he's very patient and worked for national security, actually. He was a Russian linguist back in the day, and never did I think I'd ever have to know about his world. People have accused me of being IC. I didn't know what it was. So about a couple months ago, when this little kid was picking on me on the internet, I ran out to my husband. I go, "What's IC?" He's saying I'm IC. And he goes, "Intel community." I'm like, "Oh, okay." I run back in. I am not IC.
So it's like your walls and your windows looks like the movie A Beautiful Mind, but she doesn't see people. Like, the people that she talks to and sees, they're real. Like this guy she's talking about, this billionaire who bought these data banks that's going to save America. Apparently, it's been kicking into gear since September 1st. That's real. He's not in her imagination, right? So that's not the case, guys. This is legit. So all the intel, the scoop, the dirt, the extortions, the corruption, the pedophilia, the satanic worshiping, God only knows, the sacrifices, adrenochrome, all those things that everybody's been talking about, that all these nefarious characters are involved in all over the world and even here, right? Movie stars and politicians and judges, like John Roberts. Anyway, those people, all that scoop, that dirt, is on these databanks. And that's why these billionaires are saying, all right, you guys, you can take over now and make the world a better place. Is that kind of the what I'm understanding?
What we have been informed of is that two of the individuals said no, they would not conform. And we were told they most likely will commit suicide soon. So, you're going down or, you know, you take the sissy way out. So they're sissies. They're not of God. They pray for their souls. And I think we should pray for everyone's soul. They should ask for forgiveness, and we should pray for them and give forgiveness, because we're people of God, and evil, fighting evil with evil is not the answer. And I think it's important for everyone to understand, you know, this is heightening our sense of God. We have fallen completely. We're in a world war. The only thing that's pulling us out is God. And thankfully, he and I together, we are strong believers. We will not stop on doing what his will is. And I can see how it's all coming together. We've had God moments. He actually called me in the middle of an interview the other day. And if he calls today, I will put him on the phone with you. He actually calls sometimes, and I put him right on because we talk 24/7. So it was really a God moment, though, because we usually talk in the middle of the night, his time, throughout Europe. So it's kind of funny, but we work all day back and forth. But as far as on the phone, and he called in the middle of an interview right when I was telling Doug Billings about it. So his voice is heard on the audio of that interview, because he came on and said hello to Doug and met him. And he is planning a show with Doug and with Stu Peters, and we're hoping to get him on many more shows. So I'm hoping to do a global press conference. I think it's important for the world to know. And to your point about the media, and certainly now how I address the media and I address elected officials, they're not in charge. The media just takes orders, marching orders, and they take marching orders and now are complicit and have blood on their hands. The longer they tell the story that COVID is real and we need masks and all of that, they have blood on their hands, and now we know it, and we know the proof that this was a plot. So this position they take, we are going to have our army. We want everyone to volunteer. We are going to have activities at the local level to take the local media down first, and we will be taking the mainstream media down. It is despicable what they did. They betrayed America, and we are coming for them first.
Now, Maria, I've got less than 2 minutes left, so I just want to get some information out there for people. Maria's going to start doing a bunch of shows. She's going to come on my show next week, because we're going to continue this conversation on everythinghometalkshow.com. Everythinghometalkshow.com. Make sure you subscribe to our newsletter, because we are censored beyond belief on social media. Hang on, my phone's jumping on me. And make sure you go to nationsinaction.org. Definitely jump on Maria's newsletter, because censorship for them. Are you kidding me? That way you can get more information on when she's going to be on different shows. And of course, all the information to follow the organization, and, you know, throw them a bone, $5, $10 would be nice, just so she can do more of the work. So real quick, Maria, sum it up. Anything else that you want to say? We got a minute.
Well, we definitely need help. We need people. We need financial support, because we can end this war quick. We know the pathway forward. We have the leverage. We need to know if Donald Trump is willing to work together. Hopefully I can get past gatekeepers and actually get to him, which was the problem with Arturo Delia. Staff was handling this. I am not doing staff anymore. Let me make it very clear to the world. Make sure Donald Trump sees me, because anyone who stops me from seeing him is hurting America. And so a quick meeting will solve all of this, and we'll get to work at unfolding everything.
Wow, that was a lot. People are going to have to watch this show numerous times. I encourage you to share it with your friends, watch it a couple times, digest it. Maria's going to pick up the conversation with us next week. She's going to be on multiple shows, so make sure to go to nationsinaction.org so you can find out where she's going to be dumping more stoop. We have so much more to talk about. Thank you for tuning in today. Make sure you tune in to Let's Talk America with Dr. Alan Keyes tomorrow, and is every day from, 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern time. Thank you so much. Michelle Swinnick, guest hosting. See you next time. Boy.